Now, a post on Facebook over the weekend said that speeding on Barrack Street in Ballymore Eustace has become a major issue. Indeed, it says speeding in general throughout the village is an issue for all pedestrians and motorists. And on Thursday last, the 27th of December, a treasured family pet was knocked down outside a family home on Barrack Street. Well, on the line is Colm O'Driscoll from Ballymore. And I believe, Colm, it was your dog that was knocked down on Barrack Street in Ballymore. Thanks for joining us, and you might tell us a little bit more about what happened.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. I suppose what happened was the dog had made its way out onto the road, which in fairness never should have happened, right? It was on the opposite side of the road, and a van was coming up through the town, travelling at well in excess of the 50-kilometre speed limit. And obviously a dog's natural reaction is to walk straight out when it sees its owner on the other side. And that's unfortunately what happened. And the van, in fairness, would have been able to stop had it seen it, the dog, but it didn't see the dog and ran over the dog and dragged it for about, I'd say, 8 or 10 metres. But then kept on driving after the dog had been spat out the back of the van. So obviously I witnessed the whole thing, and my primary concern was the dog and not the van driver or the van reg or anything like that, you know. So it was really just all attention turned to the dog. But I guess it just highlighted the potential risk in the street, on the street in Ballymore, on many of the streets, not just Barrack Street, but the potential risk caused by the speeding of drivers, that it's like persistent in the area.
Yeah, and that's it. We're not talking, like, obviously what happened to the dog, and I believe it survived the hit, which is good, but obviously a very serious incident as well. But we're not talking specifically about this incident. More generally, that residents on Barrack Street are saying that it's constant, that cars are breaking the 50-kilometre speed limit, and even at that, 50 kilometres is too high. Would you agree with that?
100%, yeah. I mean, I was thinking about it, really, like Barrack Street and its layout. I mean, it was laid out probably like 1700s, 1800s, you know what I mean? And the purpose of the street back then and the service it was providing is completely different to what's required now. And the town itself has evolved loads, but that street and its layout is still the same. You know, so there's no extra traffic calming measures in place, or there's no infrastructure in place like speed bumps or anything really to kind of help slow down the natural flow of traffic. People who are familiar with the street will know that it's coming down from a hill, so your car is already accelerating naturally, you know. So really there needs to be more of an effort to try and like remind drivers and kind of enforce a slower speed limit into the area, because your natural physics is going to project your car further as you approach the village. There's no getting away from it if you're coming down the hill, you know. It's kind of an outdated street layout for what is an ever-growing town, and there just needs to be better infrastructure in place. As you said, the dog incident, the dog is thankfully fine and has recovered. It's gone in for surgery today, and all right, there'd be a cost to me for that. But that's not the issue. What the bigger issue is that today is a dog, next day it could be a kid, you know?
Yeah, and this road, for those who maybe don't know it or aren't overly familiar, it is kind of the main road out of Ballymore towards Blessington as well and towards the GAA. So it's seen an increased number of cars on the road, and as you say, it's downhill and it comes straight into the village, you know, around the square there's pubs, there's bars, there's restaurants as well. So it sees quite a lot of footfall there, Colm.
It does, and the top of the hill is kind of an S-bend, really. Like, so the road snakes down into the village, so you're accelerating down into the village, kind of around blind corners, and then eventually you come around one more corner, and the street does straighten out then. But at that stage, as I said, the car can pick up quite momentum, you know what I mean? Naturally, even without, like, even unintentionally, people can pick up momentum there. But then you're entering into quite a busy townscape for sure. And I mean, there's been lots of development along that road over the years. New housing estates have gone up and there's more development currently taking place. So it's only going to get busier, you know what I mean? So really the need and the pressure for some corrective action is immense, really.
Indeed, there's the estate there, Tinney Cross Park, and the Riverwalk as well, which are both being built around the school. And indeed, one listener says maybe that it's quite dangerous where those housing estates are being put out, and they're asking how they got planning permission, but that's a separate issue and for another day as well. But for the moment, that's Colm O'Driscoll from Ballymore raising the issue of speeding on Barrack Street in Ballymore and also on other streets around the town. Thanks for joining us this morning, Colm, and good morning to you. And with regards to the planning permissions and all of that, developers will say that they undertook the significant and the correct steps in order to get the permission. Now, Evie Salmon, Fine Gael councillor in the Ballymore Eustace area, got in touch with us to say that, "I know Barrack Street is going to be raised on the show this week. I've raised speeding on that road with the council before, and I've had a motion about traffic calming on the road in May 2021. Since then, I've met with the area engineer in Ballymore to discuss traffic calming measures. The 50km speed limit is going to be extended up to the entrance or exit of the 5km walk. Funding for a footpath from the entrance of the 5km walk into the village has been secured, and there will be traffic calming measures put in place with this path and then a raised table at Hillcrest. I would like to organise a meeting with residents of the area and the area engineer in January, as work is also due to begin on age-friendly works in the village, so the area engineer will be in Ballymore Eustace." So maybe that raises the issue there and addresses it, what you were saying in terms of that new footpath that's going in. That's in Ballymore. I also saw that there was a couple of incidents at Fairmount Cross in Clane over the last few days, and Social Democrats councillor Aidan Farrelly joins us now. Morning, Aidan.
Morning, Owen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, Aidan. So as I say, I was contacted by residents on New Year's Day, I think it was, and then a couple of days just before New Year's, to say there had been a couple of incidents at Fairmount Cross, and I'm sure you're kind of saying, yeah, there was. We've been saying that there's a potential for these crashes on a number of occasions, and they'll continue happening.
Yeah, they will, unfortunately. And look, initially my thoughts are with everybody who was involved in those. We've consistently, I suppose, since being elected in 2019, I've really tried to raise this issue of Fairmount Cross being a very precarious junction as regularly as possible, to the point where the council were very slow initially to commit to any works. Now we do see Fairmount Cross on a list of priority junctions to be redesigned, and haven't spoken with local residents at that junction. Just for those who mightn't be aware, five roads convene on Fairmount Cross. So you've got the main Clane to Prosperous Road, but you've also got local roads, and then a very highly populated road, which is kind of the back road from Salins, Bowdenstown, that comes up to Fairmount Cross. And that seems to be, having spoken with a lot of people about this, that seems to be the real issue, where people are trying to come out from that Millicent Road. Yet when you look right towards Clane, there's a significant height difference. So there's a hill or a brow of a hill, and if cars are coming at speed and they're not obeying the 60 kilometre speed there, that seems to be where a lot of these incidents are happening, and they're extremely dangerous. So there's no getting away from this. I mean, people cannot even consider, you won't see people walking or cycling in this area because it's just too dangerous. But even for road, I mean, it's too regular. We speak to the guards on this, and they are regular collisions. This isn't something that's one-off or a couple of years. We're seeing regular collisions here. So, look, without trying to look too far into the future, we do see Fairmount as a junction going to tender in quarter one. That's the council's plan, to have initial design works completed. But that's not to say that the cost of those works, I mean, we don't need more signs at Fairmount Cross. We need significant redesign, whether that is raised tables. I mean, some people have spoken about roundabouts. Some people have spoken about traffic lights. Something significant needs to happen here, because otherwise it's going to become very, very dangerous, even more so than what it is right now.
Yeah, And I would be fairly familiar with the junction coming from the Salon side that you mentioned there from Millicent and Bowdenstown. You have the main claim to Prosperous Road, you've the road off down to Killybegs as well, and straight ahead you've the road out around Lochinure and Clane as well. But because there's five roads converging here, and you know, you've mentioned maybe raised tables, roundabouts or whatever, it's going to be, it needs an entirely new layout, doesn't it?
To me, I don't think we can settle for anything less here. It's not a straightforward junction. And like your previous speaker, Colin, was saying, a lot of our roads in Kildare were initially designed for a very specific purpose. But in the last 10, 20, 30 years, we have seen the population mushroom, but also the frequency of those junctions being used mushroom. And now we also know that Drogheda, for example, is on that haul route. And we've seen other issues where kind of trucks have kind of gone over and struggled with the road there as well. Nothing short of a redesign will work here, but at the same time, we have to acknowledge that there's some restrictions there. There isn't a huge amount of land bank at Fermanagh Cross to maybe work with for the council to maybe take or CPO some land for a big or sizable roundabout. So we're going to have to work with what we have also, which is probably a bit of a limitation right now, but we need firstly, we need to get this tender out so that we get the designers in to look and see exactly what's feasible. And then the next challenge is going to be, how can that be funded? It has to happen soon. I was disappointed there was a number of projects in Phase 1A of this. Fermanagh didn't make that, unfortunately, even though we called for it. It made Phase 1B, which is this quarter one of 2023. So I would hope and expect that we see some news and developments on Fermanagh Cross soon, but that's that's no good to those who are involved in those road traffic issues. And until it's resolved, there are going to continue to be really issues there. I'd urge people to really take caution when you're entering that junction specifically. It's really precarious.
Okay, before I let you go, Aidan, briefly, works beginning around Prosperous, the Curry Hills area, later on this month. This is all part of a new development that are happening out there. Maybe there's going to be roadworks and closures in place there?
Yeah, and that's one of those short-term paying for long-term gain projects, Owen. And we've seen a lot of roadworks in Prosperous last year, which has seen a huge kind of resurfacing at the main crossroads. But this project is coming specifically because anytime we've spoken to local residents in Prosperous, speed, speed, speed. Anyone that knows Prosperous, it's the straightest of roads. And it's very, very concerning for parents walking their kids to school that there is no significant speed speed calming measures in Prosperous. So the proposed project is for two raised tables on either side of the village coming from Clane and Allen Wood. But there's a public consultation here, and I'd urge people to really have their views heard on this, because some people are saying, yes, that's great. Two raised tables will absolutely slow cars down on those roads. But what about some of the other roads? So we need to have those views heard over the next kind of couple of days. I'll put the details up on my social media. People can give me a call, 087-961-4540 on that own, because we have other roads where the speed, it is driver. You know, the concerns here is that the straight road, there's nothing to encourage you to slow down, and that's what's happening. And like Colin said, and I really, you know, feel for him today with his dog going in for that operation, it's a dog today, you know. And what happens next when we have so many kids walking to school? We need to make sure that we're prioritising those people, not those in cars.
Okay, Social Democrats councillor on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District in the Prosperous area, that is Aidan Farrelly. Thanks for joining us, Aidan, and also thanks to Colm O'Driscoll for taking the time out to chat to us as well this morning.